Before it's time for the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 1725 today, Saturday the 21st of September. The general synopsis at midday: low northern Spain 1011, expected Plymouth 1010 by midday on Sunday. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours: Viking north at Sierra, northerly becoming variable for a time 2 to 4, occasionally 5 at first in north, mainly fair, moderate or good. South at Sierra, variable mainly southeasterly 2 to 4, mainly fair, moderate or good. Forties, Cromarty, 4th. East or northeast 3 or 4, occasionally 5 at first. Drizzle and fog patches until later. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor until later. Tyne, Dogger, Fisher. East or northeast 3 to 5. Drizzle and fog patches until later. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor until later. German Bight, east backing southeast later 3 or 4, mainly fair, moderate or good. Humber, Thames, east or northeast 3 or 4, showers, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally poor. Dover, Wight, east or southeast becoming variable later 2 to 4, showers, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally poor. Portland, Plymouth, east or northeast becoming cyclonic 3 to 5, thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Biscay, cyclonic becoming west later 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later, thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. South Fitzroy, northerly 2 to 4 backing westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5 later, thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. North Fitzroy, Sole, northerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later, thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, east or northeast 4 to 6, decreasing 3 for a time, thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Shannon, north or northeast 3 to 5, mainly fair, moderate or good, excuse me. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, easterly or northeasterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time. Occasional drizzle and fog patches. Good, occasionally very poor. Fair Isle, easterly or northeasterly 3 to 5, occasional drizzle and fog patches until later. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Faroes and Southeast Iceland, east or northeast 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first. Occasional drizzle. Good, occasionally poor. That completes the shipping forecast. Now with the weather forecast more generally, here's Chris Fox.
Thanks a lot, Ron. And today we've seen some very heavy showers work across particularly parts of the Midlands, bringing some hail. We've seen reports from some of our weather watchers of hail, which looks to be about marble-sized. And the storms are still very extensive across the Midlands, swinging into, say, parts of Greater Manchester, Cheshire, Merseyside and North Wales. Keep your eye on the sky. There could be some quite interesting downpours around, some further hailstorms. You might even see a funnel cloud. If you do, well, we'd love to see them. Send any pictures in to the BBC weather watchers. Overnight tonight, then, there will be some further thundery showers coming up as well from the near continent to affect more southern regions of England, southern portions of Wales, reaching into the Midlands again overnight. While all this is going on, for Scotland and Northern Ireland, it stays dry. There will be quite a bit of cloud again coming into some of our eastern coastal counties of Scotland, with some mist patches continuing here. Temperatures overnight around 8 to 10 degrees for Scotland and Northern Ireland. England and Wales around 11 to 15 degrees. On into the forecast then, through into Sunday. And for England and Wales, we're going to see some further heavy thundery downpours. Now, there is a risk of seeing some localised flooding from these, because between Saturday night and Sunday, worst case scenario, some places could pick up a month's worth of rain. And so that could cause some problems into Sunday across portions of England and Wales, with some bright or sunny spells between some of these bands of heavy, slow-moving thundery downpours. For Northern Ireland, it should stay mostly dry, with spells of sunshine lasting for much of the day. And in Scotland, for central and eastern areas, we'll probably keep a lot of low cloud, still with some mist patches, but for the north and west of Scotland, better chance of seeing some sunshine breaking through the cloud. Temperature wise, we're looking at around 14 to 17 for Scotland and for Northern Ireland. England and Wales around 18 to 21 degrees Celsius. Looking at the weather into the week ahead, it stays unsettled, and eventually we are going to start to see the winds turning around to a more northwesterly direction, and so temperatures will be plummeting for all of us in the week ahead. That's the latest weather. Ron.
Chris, thanks. Chris Fox at the BBC Weather Centre.
Running is the most fundamental form of vigorous physical activity.
For me, running is partly just about not admitting defeat.
A history of running.
Indigenous cultures really see running as a way of communicating with our surroundings and communicating with our creator.
I'm Helen Mort, a writer, poet, and runner. And if it hadn't been for injury, my life may have taken a different course. In a new series for Radio 4 and BBC Sounds, I'll be looking at why we run and its role in society through the ages.
Now you've got something like 12,000 new registrants every week.
On the Run, starting this Monday morning at 11.
BBC News at 6 o'clock. This is Andrew Peach. Good evening.